games in, Coach, what would you grade your special teams unit after these two preseason games?
Well, I grade our players' effort awesome, 100%. Those guys have been working their tails off. My grade, though, is a failure. You can't give up a touchdown on a kickoff. So I got to do a much better job of teaching those young guys how to fit kickoff return schemes. So, but love the way the guys are working, man. They're showing up every day and doing their job.
D'Angelo ran down and made a tackle on punt, I think. We've seen his effort on the special team as well as offense.
It's been excellent. You know, he's trying to learn the offense as well, as are all those guys, offensively and defensively. But really proud of how he stepped up and played special teams as well, because that wasn't asked of him in college. So it's a big step. He realizes the importance of that for him at this level, and that was awesome to see that happen. It really was.
With the roster cuts kind of looming, how do you keep your players from getting too mental about that, from just playing the game?
Yeah, so that's exactly the point. They can't think about the next week and the cuts. They have to take advantage of the here and the now. It's carpe diem, and they know that. And their mindset is the right one, from what I see anyway in my room. Those guys are dialed in, and they know that this is their livelihood. For a lot of them, special teams is, so they're moving in the right direction.
Rocky,
bless you.
Profile special teams job that will be determined this weekend?
Well, kick returner is obviously a high profile job. Punt returner, obviously. I mean, even though we've named Isaiah the starter, but again, a lot of guys are going to get opportunities. Hopefully, if the opportunities are there, we'll roll guys through. But by all means, that. And then there are some core unit guys that need to be decided on as well. And some of that's going to depend on how they play on offense and defense. They may be doing really well for me, but if they're not playing well on offense and defense, that could be a determining factor as well.
Is there a leader in the clubhouse on kick return?
On kick return, well, right now it's Cody Latimer. He's been the guy since we got here. But he hasn't had a return yet in the offseason or in the preseason. We have to give him some returns, some touches, and see what he does with it. But again, we have a really good group of returners. We're so fortunate. And so hopefully those guys get opportunities.
Hey, you've ever seen a play before where five or six penalties were called?
I got to say, that's a first. We may have had more flags than we had players on the field, which inside joke there if you guys are following the game.
Yeah.
It was quite apparent. So that is a first, but at the end of the day, it was offsetting, and so it actually worked out. But we decided to get them all done in one play. So that was, if you can look at it from a positive point of view.
Was it two more players and flags? Is that how it came out?
Yeah, if you do the math, yeah, probably.
On the coverage, first of all, I mean, you can resolve half of that problem by booting it out of the end zone if you want it, but that's not what you want.
No, absolutely not, Mike. So we have that luxury with Brandon. We could kick it out every time, dial up a touchback, but I'm of the belief that you have to evaluate your guys. On special teams, we don't get any live reps during training camp. So the only time that we're ever going to see them run down is and actually cover real kick is in preseason. And it's great to come out of preseason with film, be it good or bad. And the bad film serves as teach tape. And so it's really, you never say, yeah, you want a return against you, or you want, you know, a block punt, or you want a block. You never wish that, obviously. But all of the bad stuff that happens in a preseason is actually going to serve us down the road, because come January, come the playoffs, December games too, playing down at sea level, you're going to have to cover kicks. You can't just dial up a touchback every time. So all this stuff is going to serve us well.
Brock, you had a chance to see Jamaal Charles up close when he was running well with the Chiefs. Vance says he looks explosive. Does Jamaal look like the guy you saw in KC right now?
I see flashes of it. You do. You see it in practice. Obviously, we're not turning him loose, letting him get tackled or anything like that. But that guy has you know, Vance uses the term all the time, juice. He's the definition of juice. And I see it out here. I do. And so I'm excited to see Jamaal play again. It's gonna be fun.
Be
fun.
Coach, you say that kick return, you said kick returners are a bigger body type.
Right.
Is there ever a time when you put a smaller home run hitter back there?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Look at, for example, Kevin Lockett for Seattle, DeAnthony Thomas for Kansas City. So there are smaller body types that are very successful at returning kicks in the NFL. In general, you want a bigger body type though, just because of the angles of that and the pounding those guys take. I mean, it's a different sort of contact. But by all means, we have guys, you know, the smaller returners on our team, like the Khalifs and the Hunters and the Isaiahs, that are very good at kickoff return as well.
And you'll save them for a certain time?
Correct. Yeah, there are times when you'll sprinkle those guys in, maybe different return schemes that you want to hit them with, or if you're facing a different type of kickoff scheme, absolutely, no question.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Thank you guys.